Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and bet $100 to get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions do apply. We're also brought to you by our Mini Helmet Contest. The SGPN Mini Helmets are now in the store, and we're giving away one for free. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/helmet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/helmet. And finally, Football Bingo is also back in time for the NFL Christmas Day slate. It's free to play, and every single bingo wins a $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app.
Hello, Degeneritos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Actually, I should say ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. This episode goes out to everyone celebrating Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. If you don't celebrate Christmas, Merry Sunday to you. Just another Sunday. But it's Sunday's a good day because you get one of these podcasts in your ear every Sunday. And this is no different. Holiday or no holiday, we are here. I am one of the gentlemen here. I would be Jeff Chalks Fox, one of your lovely hosts. Hopefully everyone is ignoring their family and listening to us instead on Christmas Day. So thank you for listening to the pod. We're going to conclude our recap and look ahead of the last three UFC weight divisions. We're going to do the little men. I wouldn't call them little to their faces, but we're doing the featherweights, bantamweights, and flyweights. Coming up, of course, I've got my jolly sidekick with me, my elf, Daniel Gumby-Reeland. Merry Christmas, Gumby.
Merry Christmas. Now, I will say they are the littler weight classes, but as we've learned on the past episodes, the smaller we get, the higher the intrigue, the larger the intrigue.
It is true. It is true. We get more and more young fighters and more prospects we're interested in. So it is true. We're going to start off with featherweights. How do we do with our picks? Dan, we have Volkanovski. Is he still the champ?
Yeah, he's still the champ.
Minus 180. Yay for us. All right. Let's see what our odds are. Who will be the men's featherweight champion at the end of 2023? Alexander Volkanovski, minus 225. Yair Rodriguez, plus 500. He still fights?
He's fighting for he's fighting for an interim title, my friend.
That's true. I guess they're not counting interim titles with these bets.
No, I would imagine not, yeah.
He's fighting the next man for the interim title, Josh Emmett, plus 900. It's good to see Emmett getting a crack here. Arnold Allen, plus 900. Brian Ortega, plus 1,000. Max Holloway, plus 1,400. Ilya Topuria, plus 600. Movsar Evloev, plus 2,000. Easy pick, Volkanovski.
Yeah, chalk pick here, Volkanovski. I will say, crazy that Topuria has been bet down to plus 600. There must have been some massive bets on that man after he went out and starched Bryce Mitchell, because when I saw the original number, when they first posted, he was plus 1400 and 14 to 1. He's down all the way to 600. Like, clearly some big bets came in on him, which makes sense. Like, he's hot right now. I don't think he's going to get that shot, because right now we have Volkanovski fighting out of weight class. We got an interim title fight that lines up your next fight. He's from New Zealand, which means it makes it harder to book him. Like Topuria is just not going to get a chance in 2023. But that was intriguing at 14-1. It's definitely not at 6-1. I'm going to go chalk here too. Volkanovski, my only concern is that he wins the lightweight belt and vacates.
Yes. I was going to say, who knows when he'll even defend this one. I wasn't even thinking the vacating thing. That could happen.
But let's say he goes out and beats Makhachev.
Yep.
Maybe he just unifies the titles with either Yair or Emmett in August, and maybe he never defends lightweight again. It's like a cakewalk to lightweight. He gets to win two fights and hold two weight classes hostage. Like, totally could happen.
But he sounds like he's bulking up a lot too. Is he going to be able to get back down to featherweight? He's been huge before in the past.
He's a big dude.
Did you hear he was over 200 pounds when he fought Rodney?
I heard it was 400.
Yes, it was 400 pounds. All right. Gave you our picks. Here are fights that are happening after I scroll down, of course. All right. We've got, as we mentioned, we have the interim title fight, Yair Rodriguez, Josh Emmett. It's happening in Australia, February 12th, UFC 284. On the same card, Josh Yua Kulibao, Melsik Bagdazarian. Volkanovski, but he's fighting for a lightweight title at that card. And then Don Shanius versus Jack Jenkins. It's also happening on that card as well. UFC 2 Fight Night 213 in Las Vegas. Oh, that one already happened, because I don't know why they have these here, canceled fights, but they do. All right, UFC 217, which is the next event we're going to get. Fight Night 217 in Las Vegas. Jarno Ahrens versus David Onama. Dan Ige versus Damon Jackson. Daniel Argueta versus Isaac Dolgarian, whoever that is. I'm sure you know who it is, right?
Yeah, Isaac Dolgarian is a Glory MMA dude who used to fight for FAC. He was the featherweight champ.
Listen to this blast from the past. Doohoo Choi, Dan, the Korean superboy.
He's back, dude.
But the event's not going to be in Korea anymore. I wonder if he will come back still. February 4th.
Oh, yeah.
That, Kyle Nelson.
Yeah, that does throw a little wrench in things, doesn't it?
Was this military service for him, or was he hurt, or what was going on?
I think a little column A, a little column B.
Okay. Up 25th, Lucas Almeida, Andre File. And that is it. Any of that jump out at you, or you want to talk about prospects?
I'm excited to see Jack Jenkins make his debut.
Yep.
I was big on him on Contender Series. They seem to be giving him a semi-favorable fight down in Perth, so they must like him too. So that's one that sticks out to me. As far as prospects go, I'll continue to beat my drum that Jonathan Pierce is the most overlooked dude in featherweight.
And
it is close. Comparatively how overlooked he is. So him, obviously Topuria being only 25 is one we got to keep an eye on. Like, he's, got big things in front of him. And I'll also just say, I'm really excited for what happens next with Francis Marshall.
I was just going to say that. Youngest guy in the division.
20.
Chase Hooper, 23.
23 years old. People were talking about Chase Hooper like he was like the future, and like they got off him really quick. This is a dude with a wrestling background who came out and knocked out a boxer. A lot of fun things out of Francis Marshall come in. And plus he's got a great coach who doesn't love Kurt Batman Pellegrino.
Yep. He's from your neck of the woods. That's why, Dan, your boss.
Nope.
No, what?
He isn't. He's from New Jersey. I'm not even
close. Yeah, that's close enough.
Dude, it's like 9 hours away.
It's true. I'm almost as close to New Jersey as you are. I was thinking he was a mask guy, but he's not a mask. Well, he's a good man. Else are good people, Dan? The good old people at WynnBET are good people. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same game parlays. Plus, for the hashtag Degens Only, try your luck at WynnBET's Parlay Wheel. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100 to win $100. Limited to state availability. So much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we're the ones that sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And if Santa didn't bring you everything you wanted for Christmas. We got you covered. Don't forget to enter the SGPN mini helmet contest. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/helmet to enter. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/helmet. And if you're listening to this before the day's NFL games, the Christmas Day slate is kicking off. Football bingo is back. This time we're doing it for the NFL Christmas Day slate. Free to play, and every bingo gets $100 SGPN gift card. So you can go get yourself some amazing SGPN gear, especially MMA gambling podcast gear, exclusively on our app, the SGPN app. So get in on that. All right, we're moving down. We're going down again, Dan. We're going down to 135 pounds, a.k.a. bantamweight division. There's a buttload of flyweights. Taking me a long time to scroll through the flyweights to get to the bantamweights. All right, bantamweight, another shark-infested division. Killer be killed. We both had Piotr Jan as the champ at the end of the year. That did not happen. He got beat by Aljamain Sterling, and then he got beat again, kind of. Officially, he got beat again, but we know he didn't really get beat again, right?
I mean, he got beat again.
Okay, he got beat again.
Yeah.
Officially, he did. All right. For the upcoming year, let me get to bantamweights. All right, here are our odds. Bantamweight champion, end of 2023. Aljo, the current champ, plus 250. Henry Cejudo, plus 400. Sean O'Malley, plus 400. Piotr Jan, plus 500. Mirab Dvishvili, plus 500. Marlon Vera, plus 500. Corey Sandhagen, plus 1,000. Song Yadong, plus 1,200. Dominic Cruz, plus 1,800. Go ahead.
I'll take Aljo.
Me too. Chalk it is.
Yeah, and it's, I mean,
it's what, a plus. Plus 250 is good, though.
Plus 250 is good chalk. I don't think, I mean, first of all, I'm not sure that the Henry Cejudo thing's going to work out in the first place.
Nope.
We keep hearing about how, like, that's the next fight. That, you know, everybody said it. Why isn't it signed? You know, like,
is he even in the testing pool still?
Yeah, he is. Again? Yeah, okay. He went back in. And I will say, this is why I believe it was not signed. Why did Henry Cejudo retire?
I think the UFC didn't call it his bluff, and he was forced to. He didn't come back.
Yeah. He thought if he did that, UFC would have been like, come back. We'll pay you more. Come back. You're the champ we need. We'll let you fight for whatever title you want. And he showed his hand, and they were like, guess what? We don't give a fuck about your hand. because we have got a far better one, and we don't
play
care.
That in poker. Say that in poker sometime.
I'll try. But like, yeah, like he overplayed how much they need him. They don't. And in fact, you know, they keep talking about how he's the money fight for Aljo next. And like, he's a bigger money fight than Sean O'Malley.
No,
like, no, hell no. So, you know, I think ultimately that fight is being waited on to see if Henry Cejudo is just going to take the really simple money, because deep down, I think what the UFC wants is Cejudo to win it so that O'Malley can fight Cejudo just for the lead up. But like, so they're waiting to see if Cejudo is going to show up for his contracted amount. And when he doesn't, I think they just move on to O'Malley. And I think Aljo wrecks O'Malley. So then where are we? You know, like, so I don't see a next clear contender after that, or who's going to pop up after that. If it is Cejudo, if we do see a Piotr Jan 3 or whatever, but like at the end of the day, I just think Aljo is going to carry it. And at plus 250, I don't really see a reason not to.
Yep, he is definitely the pick here. All right, want to hear some fights coming up? Let's do that. UFC 283 in Rio, January 21st. Simon Oliveira, Salmon. Is this Simon? It's Simon, right?
Simon.
Simon, yeah. They have to stick the A in there. It messed me up. Simon Oliveira versus Daniel Marcos. Cody Stamen versus Luan Lacerda. So he's fighting a woman? That's not fair, is it?
Is Luan. It's
right. I said it wrong.
He's actually the second Luan male in the UFC, too. You forgot Luan Chungus, who used to fight in the UFC.
I didn't forget. I just didn't think of him. UFC 285 in Las Vegas in March 4th. Julio Arce versus Cody Garbrandt. There is our future champ. Damon Blackshear, the monster, versus Farid Bacharat. That's an interesting fight, eh?
Yeah, you know I'm a little bit lower on Farid Bacharat
than
I am on Javid.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Dan can't be high on two brothers. So
we did that with the Bone Fiends.
Yeah, exactly. We have established that. The Bone Fiends. All right. UFC Fight Night 217, which is the very next card, January 14th. Umar Nurmagomedov. This is the actual, not the fake Nurmagomedov. This is an actual cousin versus Haony Barcelos. That's an interesting fight. Javid Basharat, the snow leopard. We like him versus Matias Mendoza. Mendoza, the bad guy from The Simpsons. UFC Fight Night 221, March 11th. Mario Bautista versus Guido Canetti. That sounds like a fight that's already happened.
But Mario, No. Guido Canetti just came off of fighting.
But doesn't it sound like a fight that should have happened already?
I mean, maybe. I think it's a huge step up for Guido Canetti. He just knocked out or choked out Randy Costa, which was a big underdog hit that I had when you picked Randy Costa.
All right, thoughts on up-and-coming bantamweights. We have an 18-year-old in the division, I see. Raul Rosas Jr., who screwed us over because we didn't pick him against Jay Perrin, and boy, he looked good.
Yeah, I like him a lot more now that he is looks like he's fighting more patient. I think he's a fun prospect now that we can tell that his mental state is caught up to his physical gifts. Obviously, Javid Basharat. I think he's, the sky's kind of the limit for that guy. Who's that just beat Ronnie Lawrence? Wasn't there somebody who I was high on? For some reason, I remember. Oh, that was Sadiq Krokramanov, though. He lost. Although he still is probably better than the said Nurmagomedov. He just didn't win, so that's the thing.
Salty. Guess who picked the right set? I picked the right set.
Yeah. I will also say, as far as like a who could make moves despite not being like a quote unquote, up and coming prospect. Dude, I said JSP was the most underrated featherweight in the world. The most underrated bantamweight in the world's name is Ricky Simone. That guy, it just keeps murdering people. And for some reason, we're not talking about him. He's coming off of 5 straight wins. And with the exception of Gaetano Perello, they're all against dudes you've heard of before. It's like Ray Borg, Brian Kelleher, Rafael Assuncao, and Jack Shore. And he finished the last two of those guys. Which is pretty crazy.
8-2 and 20-3 overall. 30 years old. That they better start ramping it up for him.
Yeah, although at 30 in that weight class, I guess it's more of a young man's game there too. But I think he's got a little bit more mileage on there, and his style should hold up too. He's not like speed dependent. He's really good in the clinch, and he's really great on the ground. So yeah, I like him.
All right, there we go. All right, final weight class, dude. Flyweights. How do we do it, flyweight Dan? How do we do? Let's see. No, we didn't do very good. Askarov, we had Dan plus 350. He's not even in the promotion anymore.
What? Is he? He is.
I thought he.
He said he wanted out, but that also people thought that's what Ankalaev said. I think it's a translation issue.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I don't see the UFC releasing him anyway. Really. They took him out of the rankings, but I'm not 100% sure that means anything.
Yeah. So we had Askarov plus 350. That did not hit. We had Manel Cape is making big gains. So that hit. He ended up coming through for us. All right. It's this is the hot potato division with the belt. Current champ, I think, right? Davison Figueiredo. He's got the belt this week, right?
He does. Although there is an interim belt.
There is, isn't there? I can't remember who's the interim. Oh, yeah. The guy he's fighting. All right. Figueiredo plus 250. Brandon Moreno, the interim champ, right? Is he the? Yep. I honestly can't.
You got this.
Plus, is he honestly the interim champ?
Yes, now? He is. Okay. He beat Kai Kara France for it.
Yeah, I know they fought. I forgot it was for one of those fake belts. Plus 350 for Brandon Moreno. Alexander Pantoja, the always overlooked Pantoja, plus 250.
Always overlooked. He's got better odds than the interim champ.
It's true. Weird, but it seems like he is always overlooked. I guess the books know. Kai Kara France plus 500, Brenda Royval plus 700, Matias Nicolau plus 700, Manel Cape plus 1100, Amir Albazi plus 1400, David Dvorak plus 2000. The Cape and Albazi ones kind of jump out because those dudes are championship material, I think. Maybe not this year, though.
Cape more than Albazi, for sure. Yep. I think if you're looking for a long shot value play, Manel Cape could certainly find his way. He can especially find his way in because he's violent.
Yeah.
And in that weight class, a violent win over a big guy is really all you need. Yeah. The tricky part with him is he does have a loss to Pantoja that he picked up mostly just by not being aggressive. Yeah. But at the end of the day, my official pick here, I'm going to go Moreno.
All right. I'm going Figueiredo, I think. This is such a toss-up, though, which is why we're getting good odds. So I'll go figure eight.
And for that fight, too, which I feel like needs to be mentioned, you know, a lot of people were talking about, like, Moreno is not going to have Kraus anymore, which is true. Kraus is still not going to be allowed anywhere near the UFC for that time. And from my knowledge, he moved to Vegas, where he's been working with a different coach at the PI and also been working with Saif Saud.
Yeah, we like that.
Which, I mean, I like that for a number of reasons, but especially because, first of all, Saif Saud, a great cornerman to, like, talk you up into what you need in those rounds.
Yep.
And also, it seems like, with the exception of Uriah Hall, Saif Saud guys always wind up, like, sort of surprising you with how good their wrestling is suddenly. You know, Kennedy Zichuku is one who sticks out to me as I was like, oh shit, this dude wrestles now. Or like Ryan Spann kind of like surprises you once in a while with that kind of thing, because you think of them as like big, tall, lanky strikers, and then like suddenly the wrestling's just a little bit better. I think Saif has like got the right stuff to teach that kind of game plan where they sneak up on people. And like Moreno's already good there, so like seeing more of Moreno being good there wouldn't be surprising. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Moreno.
I haven't seen that movie either. The right stuff.
Nope. You're not missing much. That's fine.
All right. Let's see what we got on the docket for flyweight, shall we? I should have had this all queued up already, but you know, I don't. All right. We've got 283, UFC 283, Rio de Janeiro next month, as I've mentioned a billion times already, January 21st. The interim champ, apparently there's the interim champ I totally forgot about, Brandon Moreno. I didn't forget about Moreno, and I knew these two were fighting again, but I forgot he had a fake belt. So he's fighting Figueiredo for the fourth time. They're what, 1-1-1 right now? Is that
correct?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like actual tie-breaking fourth fight.
It really is. And then the next pay-per-view the next month in Perth, February 12th, UFC 284. Kai Kara France is getting a hometown fight versus Alex Perez. Clayton Rodriguez versus Shannon Ross. So they're having another intergender fight there, which, you know, I'm not really in on, but hey, whatever. You're going to tell me Shannon Ross is the man now, probably, right?
I am. The dude deserves some respect. He burst his appendix on Contender Series.
Oh, did he talk to you before he burst it?
No. But he did lose his fight, and Dana White found out after the fact that he was in the hospital with a ruptured appendix, and he was like, oh, he should probably get a contract anyway, because he like it was a good fight, and like it was close.
That's all it takes, eh? Yeah. Rupture an internal organ, and Dana White will throw you a 10-10 contract so you can make 10 grand.
Yeah, good. And he is another one of those guys, too, who is who's from... He's an Anzac guy. I want to say Australia, but I don't want to insult him if it is New Zealand. So like, I think that, you know, filling out the Perth card, it was an easy play for him.
You know, it's summer there right now, Dan. Isn't that wild?
I do.
Christmas
I do
time that. And it's summer. They have beach parties and stuff. Crazy. Anyhow, just want to make sure you knew that. Let's move on. UFC Fight Night 217, January 14th. Carlos Fernandez, Alan Nascimento. Also Charles Johnson, the inner G, Dan versus Jimmy Flick. The inner G, that's never gets old. Fight Night 218, February 4th, Tatsuya Taira versus Jesus. He's fighting Jesus. That is not nice. At least he's letting him celebrate his birthday first. Jesus Santos Aguilera. You're probably gonna tell me he's not the real Jesus, right?
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, he is a real Jesus. I think it's Jesus, but
it's probably, but it's funnier to call him Jesus, whose birthday we are celebrating, right? Juan Samelo Ronderos versus Clayton Carpenter, February 18th.
That the guy who tested positive for cocaine?
Which one? I don't keep track of these things.
Juan Samelo
Ronderos?
Yeah, maybe. Google, get the intern on him. I'm pretty sure he tested
positive. Up. I'm busy reading.
I'm pretty sure he tested positive for cocaine.
Ode Osborne, the oddity. He is an oddity. He is fighting Dennis Bondar, February 25th. Tyson Nam versus Bruno Gustavo da Silva on March 11th. Daniel da Silva versus CJ Vergara on March 25th. And that is it.
So I got the intern on it on August 26th of 2021.
My son's
the report reads UFC flyweight Juan Camilo Ronderos has been suspended 9 months by the Nevada State Athletic Commission and fined a total of $2,245.36 after testing positive for both marijuana and cocaine.
He was partying for my son's birthday. That's all. We had a wild party that for his last year. He would have been 11. His 11th birthday was all coke and marijuana, of course. All right. There's a lot of people we got to like in this division. Muhammad Mokaev, 22, Tatsuro Taira.
I want to say I'm lower on Mokaev than the average person. I get his appeal.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of holes he needs to fix.
Okay, like what?
He looked not so great at like holding positions against Malcolm Gordon. And I'm not particularly high on Malcolm Gordon. So like if he had that fight against, you know, like people were talking about him, like he's already one of the best 10 guys in this division. If he was fighting an Amir Albazi or Manel Cape, he'd get wrecked in those situations. So, and then granted, he is 22 years old still, but like if they rush him up after a win like that, I think he's going to run into a lot of trouble. But the Tetsuya Taira guy,
that guy,
I'm in on him. He looks so good. And yep. They seem to be slow playing him too. Jesus Santos Aguilar is like a nice next fight for him. That should make him look really good. So yeah, I'm excited about those two. Well, who else did you have on your list?
Let me see. Jesus nickname not be the savior? Would that be a better nickname?
Sure.
But talk to him. Jeff Molina El Jefe, 25.
Yeah, he's looked good except for his takedown defense. Looks like he could use work. And I'm obviously a little concerned about the fact that he has spent his whole career with James Krause.
Yeah, that's true.
And now won't have, because like Brandon Moreno is less of a concern. He was down at Entrim Gym in Mexico City for so long, and now he spent a couple of fight camps with Krause, and now he's not with Krause anymore. But like Molina has been there since Jump Street. So
you don't think Krause can get a day pass to go get out and train once in a while with him?
I don't know.
Day parole.
I don't know what's going to go down with that guy.
How about White Kong, Jake Hadley, 26. He looked good in his bounce back fight.
He did. Yep. And he's young. So like he may have already, you know, got that fight where out of the way where we were like, it didn't look all that great there. So yeah, maybe he's bouncing back there too.
Manel Cape is surprisingly not surprisingly if you have been following his career, because he's fought 24 times, but he's 29 already, so not exactly a
young considering point. the mileage he's got on the tires. That's true.
So who, if there's one person that you want to buy future stocks in this division, who is it?
Probably Taira.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
And they feel like they're gonna hitch their wagon to him too as like one of the young fun Japanese prospects.
Didn't you pick against him his last fight or not?
No, never.
Okay. Never.
I don't think I would have. Who did he beat the hell out of last time?
I don't remember. I didn't think you were high on him for some reason. Maybe you were less high on
him. He beat CJ Vergara.
Okay.
No. I might not have picked him in his first fight when he fought Carlos Candelario.
Okay, yeah.
Because I liked Candelario's grappling game, and it's proven to be It's proven to be pretty awful.
it did. Hopefully this episode wasn't pretty awful. That's a good transition. Are we ready to transition out of here?
Yeah. It's Christmas.
Go play with the toys.
We should let the folks go be with their families.
Should we? You think that's where they're going to head? No, they're going to be betting on NBA and NFL and whatever else is running today, right?
Yeah, there's only three NFL games today, but hopefully you got your bingo cards ready.
It's true. Get your bingo cards ready. It's Christmas Eve. That's the rough day for people. Betting. I remember last year it was like Russian women's gymnastics. I'm not kidding. Was what was getting bet on. So you'll find that stuff out if you go to our Discord, of course, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's where all the gens hang out and make betting picks on Christmas Eve and every other day of the year. Twitter, Jeff Fox Writer is me. Gumby Vreeland is him. SGP and MMA is our account. It's not a joint account though. I let Gumby do all the work there. Sports Gambling Podcast, we both write there. You should read our stuff. You should listen to Gumby's other podcast, Top Turtle MMA, who he got grilled in the last episode what Top Turtle meant. Which is I already knew, but apparently if an insider doesn't know, then maybe you're in trouble, right?
Yeah. So,
the name anyhow. It's too late now, dude. It's too late now.
He did tell me it was too late to change.
It's true. That's why I said it. I'm at moneymma.substack.com. That's the name I gave for my thing, and Gumby made me a nice logo for that too. Free of charge too. What a guy, eh? And that is it. Hopefully you all have a very Merry Christmas. For you Canadians, I would say Happy Boxing Day, but we're going to be back tomorrow, and I can say Happy Boxing Day to you then. So there you go. Until we meet again, I will remain Santa, Jeff Fox. He will remain Gumby Vreeland. Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.